It's This Week in Classical Music, an update on what's happening in the classical music world. I'm Randy Kinkle. Yekwon Sun-woo of South Korea was named the gold medal winner of the 15th Van Cliburn International Piano Competition recently. American Kenneth Broberg got the silver, and Daniel Hsu, also of the U.S., got the bronze. Sun-woo is the first South Korean to win the Cliburn. This year's competition featured five pianists from that small Asian nation out of the original 30 competitors. As the gold medal winner, Sun-woo receives a cash award of $50,000, 3 years of career management, and performance attire from Neiman Marcus. After he played Rachmaninoff's Piano Concerto No. 3 with the Fort Worth Symphony Orchestra, Sun-woo called the performance refreshing. The three medalists will head to New York next week for press interviews and meetings to discuss the business of being a concert pianist. Right on the heels of the very painful-to-watch viral video of United Airlines flight crew and security dragging a man out of his seat and down the aisle, another United employee got a little testy with a passenger, this time over her violin. A Houston-based gate agent at United told Jennifer Correa that she'd have to check her 17th-century expensive violin. She asked if she had other options. Supervisor said there were none. The violin had to be checked. Correa said, "I can't not take my violin on board. I'll pay the money. I'll take another flight. Just tell me what I can do." The supervisor for the Chicago-based carrier then lunged for Ms. Correa's case, tried to wrestle it away from her. During the scuffle, Correa's hand was injured. United Airlines didn't offer an account of what happened. Company spokesman Charles Hobart did email a statement to the Washington Post saying, "We're disappointed any time a customer has an experience that does not live up to his or her expectation. We are reaching out to gain a better understanding of what occurred and to offer assistance." Violinist ended up booking a flight on American instead. They let her violin ride with her the whole time. For more on these and other items and events, go to the website, kbok.org. Be listening each week at this time for another update. Find us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter, join us every weekday at noon with Linda Cassidy for the Most Wanted Hour, playing your top 100 picks in classical music. I'm Randy Kinkle for This Week in Classical Music. This is listener-supported 89.5 KBAQ Phoenix and HD. We also broadcast on Translator K209 DV Scottsdale at 89.7, and we're available on the web at kbok.org.